Public hearings have been held throughout Southeast and in Anchorage to take suggestions and answer questions about a new generation of the Alaska Marine Highway Fleet. More meetings are scheduled for this evening in Wrangell and next month in Skagway and Haines. As KTOO's Rebecca Shear reports, the project team is impressed by what it's heard so far, but it has a long way to go before the Alaska class becomes a reality.
Okay, here's a riddle for you. What do you get when you take
the bow thruster power on the Malaspina, plus the rudder power of the Taku, and the maneuverability of the Lakani,
and whip them into a brand new ship? According to AMHS construction manager Robert Exe, you get something approaching the new
Alaska class ferry.
This is like the love child of the entire existing fleet. Like all the best DNA features.
I've never heard it put that way.
AMHS has teamed with Seattle's Elliott Bay Design Group to draw up plans for the three vessels. Each will carry up to 500 passengers and 60 vehicles. From the outside, the ships will resemble the Taku, Malaspina, and Matanuska. But Exe says they'll only be about 350 feet long.
A stretched Lakani. I couldn't resist.
Other details are a bit hazier. The team won't enter the preliminary design phase until mid-May, after public comments. And Deputy Transportation Commissioner Jim Beadle has been inspired and surprised by the feedback thus far.
You never know where the good ideas are going to come from. Things that are so obvious that we just haven't thought of yet. And sometimes we just got to laugh because, wow, we missed that one.
Like the suggestion from Ketchikan about including family restrooms, or the request from Sitka for flip-up desktops so passengers can work in their seats. Then there was the guy who asked about a solarium.
You would think that it would be the young teenager or the outdoorsman or something. This was an elderly gentleman, and he says, well, would you please consider putting tent tie-downs on the solarium aft deck so my tent... I mean, this is an elderly gentleman, so his tent doesn't blow over the side.
The Alaska-class ferries will not sail overnight, but the routes, which have yet to be decided, could last up to 10 hours. And though people have clamored for staterooms...
And we're sympathetic, and we're empathetic to that.
Construction manager Exe says it wouldn't be financially responsible.
To go on a short run, to have a cabin might be a nice thing, but it does increase the cost of that platform, of that vessel, substantially.
In lieu of staterooms, each ship will have 4 quiet rooms. Passengers can request these small locked spaces to, say, calm an infant, or if their traveling partner is looking a little green around the gills. Speaking of green, just how much will this whole endeavor cost? The project team has been tight-lipped on the matter, though AMHS General Manager Captain John Falvey gave a general estimate in February at the public meeting in Juneau.
You go and try to build a new mainline, I'm saying probably $350 or $400 a month. One of these is somewhere in the vicinity of $85 million.
Or more. Deputy Commissioner Beadle says it's too early to make a firm estimate. The team is using federal funds to design the Alaska-class ferries. They're looking into federal money for building, too, but so far they're relying solely on state coffers. As of now, they have $60 million set aside. So as Beadle and Exe explain...
We're trying to design what it says, a class of vessel, and we want to get it right. So when it's done, we'll see how good of a job we did, and if the people above us say, good job, go do it.
So there's a chance that none of this might happen. I mean, you said whether or not we get
That's
funded.
That's correct.
We have the authority to design the vessel. And that's the limit of our current authority.
Preliminary design wraps up in October. The team hopes to complete the detailed design, with all the specifications shipyards need to bid on construction, by March 2010. If the powers that be do end up praising Beadle, Exe, and Company for a good job, building could start as early as next July. But the team predicts it could be another 3 to 5 years after that, before its love child would sail its way into the world. In Juneau, I'm Rebecca Shear.